Good afternoon, Ilanit Chernik, and thank you so much, Ilanit, standing in for Rolene Marks for the next 2 weeks. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. How are you?
Lovely to speak to you, Ilanit. Let's get straight to it. What is going on between Iran and the United States?
So basically, we've got the anniversary of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action pullouts coming up. And to make it very clear that the U.S. is going to continue with its sanctions and going to continue putting pressure on Iran, they've sent some of its ships and some of its bombers into the Gulf. And this is putting a little bit of pressure onto Iran to kind of show them their might and say that they're not afraid to know to put extra pressure onto Iran to make it clear that they mustn't restart the nuclear program, to make it clear that if they do start their nuclear program, there will be consequences. And this is having a bit of an effect on Israel because we've got Yuval Steinitz, who is the energy minister, who came out yesterday saying that if there is any issues and any escalation between the U.S. and Iran, it could have a dire effect on Israel. It could cause the Islamic State to come straight and attack Israel. And there's a lot of tensions. And it's interesting because Steinitz is very close to Benjamin Netanyahu, to the prime minister. So it kind of gives you a bit of an idea of what Bibi might be thinking. So it's a very interesting kind of development. And we're going to see in the next few weeks what this is going to bring. In the U.S., a lot of the experts are saying that it's probably not going to cause any kind of war. There's not, you know, there's nothing really to kind of something that's going to happen. We'll see what happens.
All right, Ilana, I don't know what's happened to the line, but it's, can you just talk to me 1 second? I just want to hear if it's cleared up.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, much better. Okay, for a minute there, it wasn't so great. Can we talk about? Oh no, we definitely have to call Ilanit Chernik back. If you've got any questions for Ilanit, then this
how
is.
How did she get a voice to do? My question: how did she get a voice to do that?
Synthesizers.
Nice.
About 12 of them.
Okay.
I don't know, very, very strange. All right, so Ilanit Chernik, she's standing in for Rolene Marks. We're talking about the situation between Iran and the United States. Very, very interesting situation. Yes?
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens between the United States and Iran. It's going to be interesting to see what the upcoming few days are going to, because, you know, a lot of people are saying that's not going to cause a war. And then you have Steinitz here in Israel saying that, you know, there could be major, major consequences for Israel if there is an escalation between the U.S. and Iran.
Well, that's how it works. I mean, you want to get back at the United States, you punish Israel. Like, that is
exactly.
Historically what's always happened.
Exactly. And I mean, With all these ships and all these, and I mean, it is a lot of the experts in the United States are kind of saying that it's not going to, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of like a show of their force of might, that they're not afraid to kind of show that if Iran are to start up their nuclear programs again, and if there is this kind of stuff happening again with their reactors, etc., they're not afraid to stand up and say, no, we're not going to let this happen. And I mean, with the JPCO, with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action anniversary coming up, it's pretty, you know, it's exactly a year since Trump pulled out. So it's a pretty big thing. So, you know, he's reiterating that we're not going to stand for any of this. But, you know, Steinitz, who's very close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, there's a possibility that it could have dire effects on Israel. So that's the concerns that are here. But at the same time, there are a lot of experts saying that it's probably not going to be, there's not going to be a war. There's not going to be any, you know, it's just a force of might. Kind of
so
show.
Interesting. I mean, when you look at all of this through spiritual eyes, I mean, I remember a year ago we had Adel Kozulski in studio, and she, you know, Donald Trump was making the announcement that night, and I'm sure that you followed it, Ilanit.
Right.
And she sat in studio and she said, well, here's this prophecy, and she went through the whole thing and who was who and what the kings were going to do, because it refers to the kings, and which king was Syria and which king was that. And exactly as it was. And there's another element here. I mean, we can look at what's happening on the ground, but I don't think that we can preclude, you know, prophecy. I mean, you're dealing with the land of Israel. It's a, exactly. Prophecy is a very real element to what happens there.
It's, and this is kind of like they talk about a lot about the war of Gog and Magog before, you know, the Messiah comes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of, there's an element of it that looks like it's kind of building towards that, which is very interesting. But we'll see. I mean, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing to say there will be war that breaks out. There's nothing to say there won't be. A lot of the, you know, H.R. McMaster, a lot of the big experts in the States are saying it's not, it's just to make it clear that we're not going to take their nonsense kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, Ilana, let's move on because I'm sure that story is not going anywhere anytime soon. Qatari money, they're paying over to Gaza. What's it for?
Okay, so basically we've got Qatar just after this blessed, little while of rockets that we had over the last week. We had for those who don't know, we had a set of rocket attacks over Saturday and Sunday last week. It was pretty rough. We had over 690 rockets shot at Israel, and we hit over 350 targets in Gaza. 25 Palestinians were killed. We had 4 Israelis killed. It was a pretty messy situation. Probably one of the biggest one of the messiest flare-ups we've had since the 2014 Gaza war. And following this, Qatar decided that they were going to transfer $480 million in support of the Palestinians to both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Some of it, they said, is to go towards, you know, United Nations programs in the Gaza Strip and to support electricity services in the Gaza Strip. And also $1 million, and they went today to the Hamas.
All right, Ilanit, I don't know what's happened to this, but it actually all of a sudden the quality. Gosh, the quality of the call has just deteriorated. So we're going to try and get Ilanit back one more time and see if we can just connect with her just so she can finish that idea. And then, coming up, we're also going to be talking about Eurovision. Do you watch Eurovision, Paul?
Nope. I haven't had a TV for 20 years. If I want to watch high production music videos, I'll go to YouTube. I think Eurovision is more the...
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm big on Twitter.
Okay, let me just tell you, it is. I think that you and Sky need to come to my house, and we're going to watch Eurovision.
I've seen a bit of it, and you know, there's some historical favorites I have. I love Vicky Leandros. I think she won 1 year.
Okay, hold on. Ilana Chernik's back. We're going to talk about Eurovision after this. Ilana, you're back with us.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. It just, the deterioration of the line, it just kind of extends your voice. Nothing makes sense. Let's just finish that idea about the Qatari money to Gaza. So what are they paying for?
Okay, so basically they're paying for United Nations programs in what they consider as Palestine, knowing as the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. And it's also to support the electricity services in the Gaza Strip. And to ensure that Palestinians have access to various different sectors. The other thing that they've kind of ensured is that they want to make sure that each family in the Gaza Strip gets $100 stipend. So what they went into Gaza with today was a $30 million stipend. I mean, a $30 million case full of money. And part of that $30 million is going to go towards families in the Gaza Strip who are each going to get $100 stipends, and towards United Nations programs, electricity, etc. So that kind of stuff. Very interesting that they're doing this. I mean, Qatar pledged it straight after we had the issue and the flare-up with Gaza. So it's very interesting that they kind of have taken this initiative. Be interesting as well to see how much of this money actually goes to these people and actually goes to the citizens of the Palestinian areas in Gaza, because, you know, a lot of the money it goes straight initially to people in Hamas and in to government officials of Hamas.
Well, specifically humanitarian aid, right? It's a
supposed
humanitarian
aid
goes, but
supposed to go, yeah.
Yeah, the terrorist money goes straight. Yeah, I'm sure.
But that's the question, is that, is this money going to be going to the United Nations programs where it's supposed to be going towards ensuring that there's electricity, or is it going to be going straight to the terrorist pockets so that they can rebuild their arms? Because, I mean, 690 rockets, 700 rockets, that's a lot of rockets. So, you know, is it going to go towards rebuilding their arms supply, or is it going to go towards the people? That's the big question.
It's actually unbelievable. It's just incredible how corrupt the whole system is. Because, you know, if every Friday there's the million man march of return, right? And there's,
right.
And Israel has to protect her borders because there's burning tires and there's all sorts of things happening on the border between Israel and Gaza. And, if those people were employed, they would be working.
That's the big question.
You know,
I mean, you've got 2 million Palestinians sitting in the Gaza Strip. It's right. Very, and you know, it's not, you know, they talk about the blockade being Israel's fault, but I personally, this is just my opinion. If they were to take down, you know, if Hamas were to say we're disarming right now, we decided we don't want war with you, we don't want to fight with you, we're disarming, that would all be changed, because I've spoken to people who lived on the Gaza border and who had Palestinians from Gaza before the pullout in 2005, who had Gazans come in, you know, they were their gardeners and they were their plumbers and they were their, like, I've spoken to people who clearly remember it and clearly remember having Palestinians from Gaza coming into their houses to fix things and to be their plumbers and to be their gardeners.
The neighbors.
I clearly remember it.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Ongoing discussion, and maybe we can actually put some time towards it tomorrow. Ilana Chernik, always a pleasure to speak to you, and I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow, same time. Thank you so much.